And good Thursday evening, everyone. Live from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, it's the annual Demon Invitational Basketball Tournament. Sans Keith Harris. Keith has some commitments, being the pastor of New Life Church, and this being the Christmas season, he's busy doing things Christmassy. Anyway, he'll join me tomorrow. We got a weekend full of high school basketball, a great tournament. Glenwood hosting this tournament for many, many years. Tonight, our first game, as the Glenwood Lady Demons taking on the Moffitt County Bulldogs, an old foe from the old West Slope. Glenwood and Moffitt County going back to 2007 in the archives. They're 6-6. Last time they played was 2012. Glenwood and Moffitt County split that two-game set. They also split in 2011, 2010, 2009. Glenwood swept in, or won in 2008 and 2009. 2007 is as far back as I could go. I know Jack Jabor's got more extensive records, but I remember some great contests between these two teams, especially playing with Craig Mortensen, Brian Derby, the head coach, and Craig Mortensen, longtime head coach of Moffitt County. So it should be a good game tonight. Moffitt County's got a girl that's apparently bound for college basketball. I think she's committed to CMU, Colorado Mesa University. Glenwood Demons, Lady Demons under Rhonda Mosier, 2-0. They beat Rifle, we called that game, back on November 29th, 65-24, won it handily. And then against Chatfield on Saturday, December 3rd, they fell way behind in the first half. And came storming back in the second half and beat Chatfield. Big school from Littleton. That's an impressive win for Rhonda Mosier's girls. 53-46. So Glenwood off to a 2-0 start. Moffitt County, meanwhile, they played just one game. They played on December 3rd. Beat Eagle Valley in Gypsum, 61-23. Eric Hamilton, head coach for the Moffitt County Lady Bulldogs. In that game, some of the star players, Caden King, we mentioned her. She's headed to Colorado Mesa University. Scored 17 points to lead the Lady Bulldogs. Lizzie LaWarn, a senior, 13 points against Eagle Valley. Quincy Lowe with 8. Emma Tucker with 8. Prior to this game, I watched the tail end of the Montrose-Coleridge boys game, and Montrose came out on top 61-48. Coleridge had it close. They were within 3 points, but Montrose, always a talented club, and you know, Coleridge playing up a classification or two. Montrose has been a 5A school for a long time, and they look like they're pretty deep this year. We'll see Montrose, I think, on January 17th here in Glenwood. So maybe some of the Glenwood coaches were scouting that game. Our starters for tonight for Glenwood: Ruby Patch, a senior; Matea Annewald; Jocelyn Spires, all-star or all-conference player last year; Tori Taylor's been off to a great start, averaging about 20 points a game; and Brianna Sorensen. Starting for Moffitt County: Mina Tucker, Emma Tucker, Jaden Svazquez, Lizzie LaWarren, and Caden King. The opening tip goes to Moffitt County, wearing black uniforms with royal blue numerals. Mina Tucker, here's a pass and a shot from 12 feet. A bank shot knocks it down. Caden King got a nice touch off the glass, and it's 2-0 Moffitt County. Sorensen to Annewald to Spires, left wing. Spires in traffic and turns the ball over. 2-0 Moffitt County. Driving is Lizzie LaWarren. Shot from the three-point line from the right side, and Emma Tucker buries it and makes it 5-0 Moffitt County. Sorensen trying to feed it down to Annewald, forcing her way in, kicks it out to Spires for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by Moffitt County, pulled down by Lizzie LaWarren. Pass over to Emma Tucker. Right wing, pass is picked off by Matea Ennewald hands it off, dishes off to Ruby Patch. Ruby Patch lays it up and in. And the Glenwood Lady Demons on the board. It's 5-2, Moffitt County. There's a lob pass inside, picked off by Brianna Sorensen, racing coast to coast. She lays it up and got it. Nice touch off the glass. Brianna Sorensen, an all-conference player last year, makes it 5-4, Moffitt County. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Caden King, tall girl, has a big brace on her knee. Nice feed from King to Lizzie LaWarren, who banks it in. And it's 7-4, Moffitt County. Sorensen to Spires, far corner. Spires stops, lobs it to Sorensen, top of the key, right side to Patch. Patch sets up for a three. Oh, that's a brick. And the rebound off the hand of Matea Ennewald loses it out of bounds. 7-4, Lady Bulldogs. Tomorrow, Glenwood will host Canyon City, 6:30 and 8, and then Coleridge on Saturday afternoon. The Demon Invitational. Pass down, no, nice pickoff by Brianna Sorensen. Good steal, brings it up the right side. Bounce pass underneath the Patch, fake, shoots, missed the shot, gets her own rebound, put back good. Ruby Patch. And it's 7-6, Moffitt County. Three turnovers for Glenwood, four for Moffitt County. Here's a pass to Lizzie LaWarren. Kicks it out, right side, three-pointer, bang! Caden King from downtown. She's got a sweet touch. I can see why she's headed to college to play hoops. 10-6, Moffitt County. Sorensen, top of the key to Ennewald. Right wing to Sorensen. Going to get Tori Taylor involved. Sorensen in traffic, kicks it out to Spires. Three-pointer, top of the key, off the rim, no good. Rebound tip by Ennewald, saved by Matea, and she lost it out of bounds. Well, they're saying last touched by Jaden Vasquez. Tori Taylor coming out. And Taya Nykirk in for her. Patch inbounding. Top of the key to Spires. Spires right wing to Nykirk. Sets back for a three. That's off the rim. No good. And a rebound controlled by Emma Tucker from Moffitt County. 10-6 Moffitt County. Tucker down to Parker. But to King, turnaround jumper, good. She is a good player. Already has 7 points, 12-6 Moffitt County. To Ennewald, left wing to Sorensen, to Nykirk in the corner, lobs it to Sorensen, resets the offense, dribbles with the right hand, now picks it up, goes right wing to Ruby Patch. Patch lobs it down to Nykirk, in traffic, forces up a shot, no contact. In fact, it's partially blocked by Lizzie LaWarren. 12-6 Moffitt County. Pass far corner. Emma Tucker, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Moffitt County. Pass left side. Shot put up by Vasquez. That's no good from 17. Moffitt County controls the rebound. Another three-pointer. That's a brick. Rebound controlled by Caden King. Follow-away jumper, no good. She's fouled with that big, cumbersome brace. She shows no signs of slowing down. It's a big, hefty brace. Foul called against Matea Ennewald. That's her first team foul. And two shots for Caden King. First free throw, smooth. 8 points, 13-6, Moffitt County. Caden King, I'm guessing, probably about 5'11". Second free throw, perfect. She's got 9 of the Moffitt County 14 points, 14-6 Bulldogs. There's a steal taken away from Spires. Ball, loose ball, ends up back with Moffitt County in the backcourt. Oh, that was a travel. Couple of big extra steps by Lizzie LaWarren, and another turnover for Moffitt County. County by 8, 3:36 left in the first. Brianna Sorensen box it up, lobs it to Nykirk, left wing. Sorensen, Spires for 3, right wing. Off the back of the rim, no good. Going for their own rebound, and they're going to call foul against Spires, trying to chase that ball down. That's her first foul, second team foul. 14-6 Moffat County. Caden King, C-A-Y-D-E-N. Inbounds it to Mina Tucker. Here's Quincy Lowe. Lob pass down to Tucker in the paint. Loses it, gets it back. Goes top of the key to Brooke Wheeler. Caden King gets double teamed. Hands it off to Wheeler. Wheeler cross court left side to Quincy Lowe. Backs it up. Right wing to Mina Tucker. Down low to Quincy Lowe. Shot is blocked by Tori Taylor. Loose ball taken by Innewald. Goes to Sorensen, 14-6 Moffat County. Sorensen top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Nykirk. Puts up a shot from five. In and out. No good. Heartbreak. Nice touch, but just spun off the rim. 14-6 Moffat County. Mina Tucker, right wing. Goes to Caden King, top of the key. King between the leg dribble. Nice ball handling. Left wing, Lizzie LaWarne for three. No good. Ball tipped. And it goes out of bounds. It's Glenwood ball. Bailey Winder in for Glenwood. Joslyn Spires will inbound. Winder in for Innewald. 2:20 left in the first. 14-6 Moffat County. Sorensen to Spires. Spires 0 for 4 from three-point land. Tori Taylor top of the key. Far corner to Sorensen. Sorensen drives in traffic. Double team. Kicks it out to Spires. Spires behind the back dribble. Puts up a shot from 10. Banks it. Misses it. Rebound controlled by Moffat County. Pass to Katie Jo Kinez. Here's a three-pointer left wing by Emma Tucker. Doesn't go. Rebound. Battle for it. Spires comes up with it. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Glenwood. Moffat County leads by 8. Spires 0 for 5 now from the field. Including 4 from three-point land. Sorensen to Spires. Spires far corner to Winder. Lobs it to spot to Sorensen, top of the key. Double teamed. Good defense by Moffat County. Nykirk in the corner. Dribbles along the baseline. Gets double teamed. She's trapped, trying to feed it underneath to Winder and knocked out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Glenwood's going to hit kind of a funk here offensively. Pass in to Tori Taylor. Fakes, shoots, missed the shot. Oh, put on a great move to fake Caden King out of her shoes. Or rather, Lizzie LaWarren. King's on the bench right now. Lob pass to Taya Miller. Drive along the baseline by Brooke Wheeler, and she lost it out of bounds. 14-6. We've been stuck at that score for a while. Ruby Patch back in for Glenwood, replacing Jocelyn Spires. Patch will inbound it. Toy Taylor put on a great move, but missed the little scoop shot. Sorensen brings it up. Taylor trying to post up. Right wing to Nykirk. Taylor sets a pick. Now Nykirk waving the ball around. He's got to get rid of it. Tried to hand it off to Taylor in traffic, and that's out of bounds. Approaching double-digit turnovers here in the first quarter for Glenwood. 14-6 Moffat County. Both teams have kind of hit the brakes. Drive, shot blocked by Winder. Loose ball taken by Moffat County. Quincy Lowe. Lob pass. Here's a wide open jump shot from 12. Good. And that shot knocked down by Brooke Wheeler. And that breaks a long drought for both teams. 16-6 Moffat County. And a wild shot put up by Sorensen. She's knocked to the floor and she's all right. Referee quickly went to her aid, but she's bounced back up on her feet. Took a hard foul. Glenwood hasn't scored for about 5 minutes. Foul is called against Wheeler, her first team foul for Moffat County. Two shots for Brianna Sorensen. Oh, apparently a little bit of blood on her lip. So she has to come out, and Jocelyn Spires will come in and be the designated free throw shooter. And Spire's first free throw. And she's on the board. There's the first point for Glenwood in about 5 minutes. Second free throw is perfect. 16-8. Moffitt County, 18 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Up the court comes Vasquez. Here's Wheeler with a drive in the paint. Shot is blocked by Winder, but they call her for a foul. Got her with the hip. And Winder picks up her first third team foul. That sends number 33, Brooke Wheeler, to the line for two. First free throw is off the front of the rim. Wheeler's second attempt. Missed that. Spins off the rim. Taken by Taylor. Taylor to Spires. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Spires kicks it over to Winder. Puts up a shot from 15. It's an air ball. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 16-8 Moffitt County after one. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Glenwood Lady Demons trailing the Moffitt County Bulldogs 16-8 here at the Demon Invitational. First game for Glenwood in their home Invitational. Glenwood boys will be taking on Faith Christian at 8 o'clock. We'll have that game here on KMTS right after this one. Nina Tucker gets the inbounds pass for Moffitt County. Jaden King, a steal by Spires, lost it, got it back, hands it off to Sorensen. Sorensen against King, that's going to be an offensive foul. No, they call King for moving her feet. Not Sorensen. Boy, Spires with a great steal from King, then lost it, then got it back, and from her knees flipped it to Sorensen coming up the court, driving to the hoop, and King called for the foul. Her first, second team foul, and Sorensen knocks down the first free throw. Gives her 3 points. Brianna spins the ball back. Takes a deep knee bend, shoots, and knocks it down. Hits them both. 16-10, Moffitt County, 7:40 to go here in the half. Bad pass. LaWarne gets it. Here's Caden King to LaWarne. Lobs it to Mina Tucker. Around the perimeter they go. Caden King with a drive. Kick out pass to Jaden Vasquez. And Jaden's traveled. Good little back pedal before she shot that three. And another turnover from Moffitt County. Inbounds pass to Brianna Sorensen. Playing the point. 16-10 Moffitt County. 7:20 left. Cross court pass to Spires. Spires all alone for three. From the wing. That's off the rim. No good. Here's a rebound by Ennewald. Put back. You betcha. Mattia Ennewald. Strong rebound and a strong move to the basket. Gets the bucket. And a timeout called by Moffitt County as Glenwood gets within four. Good hustle play by Mattia Ennewald. And a 30-second timeout called by Coach Eric Hamilton and Moffitt County. Last year, Moffitt County 14-9 in the league, 6-1 in 14-9 overall, 6-1 in the league. In 21, they were 10-4, 5-1. 2020, 12-9, 5-4. 2019, 17-6, 8-1. That was under Coach Jim Loughran. Number of years, Craig Mortensen had so many good, strong teams. Some great battles. Craig Mortensen has since retired. I wonder if they named the court after him. 16-12, Moffitt County with the lead and the ball with about 7 minutes to go in the half. Up the court comes Mina Tucker. Lob pass, high pass to LaWarne. Goes to Caden King. A little hook pass picked off by Spires. Oh, my goodness. Spires called for traveling. How unfortunate, because that was a brilliant block and a near steal. Golly, that was amazing. But she came down on her tush and moving with the ball. Moffitt County ball into the basket. Inbounds pass under the key. They kick it out. Top of the key. Three-pointer bank shot. Missed it. That one attempted by Lizzie LaWarne. Rebound taken by Spires to Sorensen. Sorensen in the near corner to Patch. Patch hands it off to Sorensen. Fakes the three. at the baseline. Double team gets shut down. Goes to Patch. Patch kicks it over to Spires. Spires over to Nykerk for three. That's a brick. Tried to bank it. Missed it. The bank was not open. 16-12, Moffitt County. Bulldogs have it. Mina Tucker. Here's King for three. Right wing. Oh, my goodness. Air ball from the college-bound student athlete. Came up a little bit short on that one. Moffitt County by four. 6:24 left in the half. A pretty clean game. Not too many whistles or fouls. Crossover dribble by Spires. Bounce pass to Sorensen. Lobs it down to Ennewald. Strong move under the basket. Now kicks it out to Patch. Patch for three. Right wing. Off the rim. Won't get the bounce. No rebound. Pat Ennewald missed the shot. Rebound. Loose ball put up by Nykerk. Ennewald missed the first shot. Nykerk was right behind her and got the put back. Her first bucket makes it 16-14. Moffitt County. And another near steal by Patch. Saved by Moffitt County. Around the perimeter they go. Tucker down to Caden King at the free throw line. Fakes. Kicks it over to Emma Tucker. Three-pointer from the near corner. That's off the rim by Jaden Svazquez. Put back, though, by Caden King. She's got 11. 18-14, Moffitt County. Sorensen right wing. Sorensen going down to Ennewald. To the basket. Banks it in. Matea Ennewald kisses it off the window. And it's 18-16. Moffitt County, 5:25 to go in the half. Pass down low, picked off, knocked away, but taken by Caden King. Takes it up to the hoop, and she's fouled. King is aggressive. He'll take it to the basket. That's a serious brace she's got on. Foul called against Matea Ennewald, her second. 18-16, fourth team foul, 5:15 left in the half. And Caden King is money from the line. She's 3 for 3. Tori Taylor back in the game. King's second free throw, perfect. 20-16, Moffitt County. Up the court comes Nykerk. Lobs it up to Patch in the near corner. Patch drives, kicks it top of the key from the free throw line. Ennewald banks it in, got the friendly roll. Matea Ennewald, what a difference maker. Even with two fouls, got to keep her in there because she's so valuable. 20-18, Moffitt County. King to Mina Tucker. Here's a pass picked off by Patch. Patch has it stolen right back by Wheeler. Quincy Lowe. Now Wheeler, top of the key. Drives and double dribble called against Brooke Wheeler. And Spires will inbound front of the Glenwood bench. Now it's going to be Patch, rather, from the baseline to Spires. Bring it up as a point. Spires bounce pass to Patch, left wing. Lob pass to Ennewald. Goes to Spires. Spires at the basket. Banks it. Got it. There's Spires' first bucket. And the game is tied. Her first field goal, 20-20. 4:27 to go in the half. Caden King lobs it to Mina Tucker. Baseline drive. Off-balance shot. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Nykerk at the court to Jocelyn Spires. Chance for Glenwood to take the lead for the first time. Spires. Bounce pass going back to Taylor. No, it's going to be picked off by half court by Quincy Lowe. Lowe's got it. 10-foot jumper. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Nykerk tied up and a jump ball called. And the possession goes to Glenwood. Moffitt County preventing the fast break because Matea Ennewald was breaking to the hoop. Would have had an easy bucket. 20-20 score under 4 minutes to go in the half. Jocelyn Spires brings it up for Glenwood. Spires stops top of the key. Goes to Ennewald. Ennewald kicks it over to Patch. Patch for three. Left wing. You betcha! And Glenwood has the lead. Ruby Patch knocks down a tray. It's 23-20. Glenwood. Nina Tucker, right wing. Goes to Wheeler. Her pass to Caden King. She's triple team. Forces the ball away and a turnover. They're saying last touch by Glenwood. Out of bounds from the Glenwood bench. Ruby Patch from downtown. 23-20. Glenwood. First lead of the night. Inbound pass to Mina Tucker. Goes to Quincy Lowe. Lowe to Emma Tucker. Right wing. Three-pointer off the pass. No good. That shot attempted by Quincy Lowe. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Up the court to Spires. Spires pass is tipped. Taken by Tori Taylor. TT kicks it back out to Spires. Another three. Get in there, ball. That's off the rim. No good. She's 0 for 6 from three-point. Up the court comes Emma Tucker. Tucker has it near the corner. Goes to Quincy Lowe. Pass is picked off. Steal by Jocelyn Spires as she rolls into the scorer's table. You can hear that from the court mic. Just skidded across her fanny right into the scorer's table. 23-20. Here's a steal by Tori Taylor. TT taking it coast to coast. Lays it up. Missed it, but she's fouled, and she's knocked to the floor and helped to her feet. Tori Taylor, averaging about 20 a game in the first two games, had a monster game against Rifle. 22 points. Looking for her first couple of points. Glenwood by three, 23-20. A foul called against Lizzie LaWarn. And TT at the line, first free throw. Got it. 24-20. .250 left in the first half. Tori Taylor's second free throw. Perfect. And Glenwood has a miss from the line. 25-20 Glenwood. Mina Tucker. Left wing to Taya Miller. Miller's pass tipped and a steal by Nykirk. Tipped by Patch. Patch has it now down the court. Lays it up. Got it. Ruby Patch. And the defense making a big difference for Glenwood. They lead by seven now. Shot, wild shot put up and doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Moffat County. Three-pointer by Taya Miller. That's off the rim. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Goes to Spires, bobbles it. Defender poking at the ball. Spires goes right wing to Ruby Patch in the near corner to Nykirk. She'll put up a three from the corner. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tori Taylor. Taylor kicks it out to Nykirk again. Fakes the three. Baseline drive. Kick out pass to Ennewald. Goes to Spires. Try another three, girl. There you go. Off the rim, no good. Boy, they're just not falling from downtown. Rebound controlled by Moffat County. And Spires, her head down. Coach Mosier saying, get your head in the game. Three-pointer, far corner. That's an air ball put up by Mina Tucker. Rebound controlled by Moffat County. Another shot put up from 8 feet by Tia Miller. Doesn't go. Rebound, Ennewald. And Ennewald controlling the boards at both ends. 27-20 Glenwood. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Spires goes to Ennewald. Ennewald back out to Spires. Spires to Tori Taylor. Jump shot from 18. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Spires. Gets it. Takes it to the hoop. Shoots it. Scores it. There's a range right there. More suited to Spires tonight anyway. 29-20 Glenwood. A minute eight to go. Another steal. Tori Taylor gets it. Goes to Nykirk. Nykirk up the court to Ruby Patch. Patch lays it up. Scoop shot good. Ruby Patch, what a difference she's made tonight. 31-20 Glenwood. 55 seconds left in the half. An impressive second quarter. And Spires gets a steal. Spires, 2-on-1 advantage. Another no-look pass behind the back. Trying to go to Patch. Oh, what a brilliant pass by Jocelyn Spires. But Patch wasn't quite ready for it. Bobbled it. That was last touch, though, by Moffat County. Out of bounds. Glenwood ball. That was a nifty pass by Jocelyn. Patch inbounding at the baseline. Goes in to Bailey Winder. And Winder knocks down a bucket. And what a quarter for Glenwood. They lead by 13 over Moffat County. Caden King. It's been quiet since that first quarter. Three-pointer by Emma Tucker. No good. Rebound. Matea Ennewald again. Goes to Jocelyn Spires. Gets bumped. Loose ball taken by Ennewald. 18 seconds. Pass in the far corner to Patch. Out to Spires. Spires to Ennewald from the free throw line. Off the rim. No good. Bounced off. Rebound. Control of battle for it. They're going to call jump ball. Possession goes to Moffat County with 8 seconds left. Nice battle there for the ball by Bailey Winder. Outstanding second quarter for Glenwood. 8 seconds left. 33-20, Lady Demons. Up the court comes Quincy Lowe. Bounce pass, far corner. Three-pointer by Emma Tucker. Off the rim, no good. And another rebound to Ennewald. And that was an amazing second quarter for Glenwood. Down by four, they come back and lead by 13 here at the half. 33-20, Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez-Spencer Gymnasium. Halftime, the Glenwood Lady Demons leading Moffat County 33-20. Boy, look at the difference in the quarters. Glenwood came out slow, a little sluggish in that first quarter, and outscored by Moffitt County 16-8. And we heard a little bit about Caden King, and she could play ball. She certainly has some skills, can dribble, can shoot. Playing with a big brace on her left knee, but she apparently is bound for Colorado Mesa University. She's got 13 points to lead all scorers. She carried the weight. 11 points in the first quarter. A three from Emma Tucker. Lizzie LaWarn with a bucket. Brooke Wheeler with a basket. And Glenwood suddenly woke up in the second quarter and scored 25 points and smothered Moffitt County with defense, held them to 4 points. Ruby Patch was phenomenal. 11 points for Ruby. Five baskets, including a three-pointer. Taya Nykirk with a bucket. Matea Ennewald, outstanding. Scoreless first quarter. Came back strong in the second quarter, scored 6 points. And she's got some big rebounds as well. And I think one block. Bailey Winder off the bench scored a bucket in that second quarter. Joslyn Spires 0 for 7 from three-point land. But finally driving to the basket and getting closer range. Hit a couple of baskets in the second. Got a couple free throws. She went in for Brianna Sorensen, who was fouled and hit the floor hard. Had to come off, had a little blood on her lip. So Spires came in and shot the free throws for her, knocked him down. She's got 6 points. Troy Taylor has had some open looks. Missed all of her baskets, but has hit a couple free throws. She has two. Brianna Sorensen with 4 points here at the first half. 33-20. Trailing by 8. Now they lead by 13. After this game, it'll be the Glenwood boys taking on the Faith Christian Eagles. And they're out here at halftime getting a little warm-up in. Faith Christian, a perennial powerhouse for many years in 3A basketball. Now playing 4A in the reshuffled conferences. The taller players from Faith Christian slamming a couple balls down the rim. Putting on a little show. Prior to this game, Coleridge lost to Coleridge lost to Montrose. Coleridge boys. And we'll see Coleridge girls and boys Saturday here at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Glenwood and Coleridge 1 and 2:30. And tomorrow night, it's Glenwood taking on Canyon City at 6:30 and 8 o'clock. And we talked to Rhonda Mosier, her eighth year as head coach. She said, you know, last year she had incredible depth where she could just do line changes, send in five players at a time, and wouldn't miss a beat. Her starters could come out for a breather, another five come in, and they're just as fresh and lively and effective as the starters. This year, she has to be a little more judicious and selective with her substitutions. So instead of four or five at a time, it's, you know, one, two. I haven't seen three players yet, but not the depth she had last year, but certainly she's got the talent and the players that can get it done. Coming up this weekend, we've got the Denver Broncos on Sunday hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. It could get ugly. I don't know. Everyone's waiting week after week. Is Hackett fired yet? I think he's going to finish out the season, and that's the speculation. And we'll probably be gone. I don't see how he can. They'll bring him back for a second season. It's just been an abysmal failure. Some saying George Payton and Russell Wilson should be gone, but there's no way Russell Wilson. He's signed a monster contract after that big trade with Seattle. Comes to the Broncos and then signs a big extension. But granted, a lot of injuries this year to key offensive line positions, and you lose some key players on offense. I mean, the offense has been just horrible. We'll see what maybe they can make some noise against the Chiefs. Who knows if the defense can come up again, contain Patrick Mahomes. All right, back to high school basketball. Glenwood with the lead, 33-20 over Moffitt County here at the Demon Invitational. And Taya Nykirk will inbound as they go right to left. Jocelyn Spires, right wing to Ruby Patch. There's a cross-court pass to Nykirk. Loses it, gets it back. Ruby Patch has the ball. Goes to Tori Taylor, top of the key. Lobs it overhead to Spires for three. That's off the rim, no good. She's 0 for 8. Patch gets the rebound. Nykirk for three. Off the rim, no good. And the loose ball, it was out of bounds. As Caden King tried to save it and bounce it at the baseline. So Glenwood gets another shot here. Ruby Patch inbounding. Just abandon the threes for now. Just work the ball inside. There you go. Pass into Matan Ennewald. Easy money. She banks it off the glass and in. She's got 8 points. It's a 15-point lead for Glenwood. Caden King. Here's a pass picked off by Jocelyn Spires. Spires, 3-on-2 advantage. Nice no-look pass to Nykirk. Nykirk along the baseline. Trouble. Goes to Ennewald from the free throw line. You betcha. Matea Ennewald, money. What a night for number 11. 37-20 Glenwood. And right away, Coach Eric Hamilton wants a full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 6:57 to go. Third quarter, 37-20 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 6:57 to go, third quarter. Glenwood with a 37-20 lead over Moffitt County. Some other scores, a report. Palisade beat Mancos in boys basketball, 62-52. Injunction Central over Golden, 57-37. Glenwood boys beat Golden last week. No score between Moffitt County and Aspen. Boys up in Aspen. Moffitt County with the ball. Mina Tucker. Her pass picked off by Ruby Patch. After that timeout, you turn it over. Patch down to Nykirk. Dribble, shoots, banks it. Ball shot is blocked by Lizzie LaWarn. And up the court comes Quincy Lowe. Lowe shut down there by Ennewald. Here's a three-pointer by Lowe from the corner. Knocks it down. There's a first bucket for Moffitt County in a long time. Quincy Lowe from three-point land. Her first basket. 37-23. Drive by Tori Taylor. Her shot is blocked. Somebody got a piece of it and then it went off the rim. Moffitt County ball. Trying to make a run here. Lizzie LaWarn, three-pointer, top of the key. Bank shot, missed it. Rebound tipped by Ennewald. It's out of bounds. Moffitt County ball. Inbounding is Emma Tucker. Tucker goes in to Lizzie LaWarn. Three-pointer, left wing. That's no good. Shot put up by Tucker. Mina Tucker. Nykirk gets the rebound. She brings it up. Nykirk to trying to go to Spires. Telegraphing that pass. Picked off by Tucker. Mina Tucker bobbles it. Underhands it to Emma Tucker. Long cross-court baseball pass to Mina Tucker in the corner. Three-pointer by King. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Emma Tucker. Ball tipped and a steal by Jocelyn Spires. Her fourth steal tonight. Spires. Bounce pass to Nykirk, who lays it up and in. Beautiful pass from Spires to Nykirk. And Nykirk with a finish, 39-23 Glenwood. Here's a handoff. Steal stolen by Jocelyn Spires and did an overhead no-look pass to patch, but they're saying jump ball. That's a quick whistle by Brian Derby. Come on, Derbs. He's a grandpa times two. He had his second grandchild not too long ago. Lizzie LaWarren inbounds to Taya Miller. Miller's got it in the near corner. Goes to LaWarren. LaWarren's pass knocked away by Ennewald. Goes to Spires. Spires bounce pass underneath the patch. Lays it up and in. Jocelyn Spires is brilliant as a point guard. Patch with the finish. 41-23 Glenwood. Spires isn't hitting those threes or great passes making up for it. Three-pointer again put up by Vasquez. Doesn't go. And now we got a foul called as Caden King knocked to the floor. Foul called against Jocelyn Spires. That's her second. Nobody really in foul trouble. Ennewald and Spires now with two. First team foul. Here we're almost halfway through the third, and that's the first whistle. And King is perfect from the line. 5 for 5. Gives her 14 points. Patch and Tori Taylor out. Unusually quiet night offensively for TT. But other players picking up the slack. Caden King's second free throw. Got the roll. She's 6 for 6. Ennewald inbounds to Nykerk. Back to Matea. Goes to Spires. Cross-court pass to Nykerk against the press. Nykerk had to leap for it. And at the right wing. Double team. She's in trouble. Needs some help. And a timeout called. Alertly by Coach Rhonda Mosier. And she wants a 30-second timeout. 4:31 to go in the third quarter. 41-25. Glenwood with the lead. Again, if you're just tuning in, Moffat County outscored Glenwood 16-8 in the first. And then Glenwood came off and smothered Moffat County, outscored them 25-4. Right now an 8-5 advantage here in the third for Glenwood. Rhonda Mosier in her eighth year, assisted by Deanna Spraker, Jordan DeCrow, Garrett Peters, and Angel Garcia. Who coaches the C team. Angel, an outstanding player. Corey Hitchcock. Jocelyn Spires, top of the key, picks it up, lobs it left side to Madison Stewart. Ennewald to Spires to Nykerk. Three-pointer, right wing. That's off the rim, no good. Stewart chases it down in the corner. Good hustle rebound. Goes to Spires. Right, left wing. Spires cross court to Nykerk. Nykerk backs it up. Lobs it to Spires left wing. Fakes the pass left. Goes to Ennewald, top of the key. Ennewald to Winder. Winder has the ball poked away out of bounds. Spires inbounding. 41-25 Glenwood. 3:59 to go. Third quarter. Goes top of the key to Ennewald from the free throw line. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Moffat County. Pulled down by Wheeler. Here's Caden King between the leg dribble. A little backhand pass by Smolanich. And a steal by Winder. As it rolls into her. Ball knocked away. Winder gets it. Goes to Nykerk. Nykerk in the lane. Puts up a floater. Doesn't go, but she's fouled. Nykerk with a graceful shot. Doing the one-handed little teardrop shot. Didn't get it to go, but she's fouled by Wheeler. And that's Wheeler's second. First team foul. And Taya Nykerk at the line for two. First free throw. That rolls off the rim. That's the first miss from the line for Glenwood. Ennewald coming out for a breather. Tori Taylor back in. Nykerk's second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Moffat County. 41-25 Glenwood. Ball knocked away and a steal by Jocelyn Spires. Taking it coast to coast. Lays it up and got it. Jocelyn Spires is so quick. Great hands. I think it was Stewart who got the poke. And then loose ball picked up by Spires who got the breakaway layup. 43-25 Glenwood. Here's a wild shot. Put it by Wheeler. Does it go? Rebound controlled by Taya Nykerk. And Nykerk brings it up. Uncontested. Lobs it to Spires, left wing. Spires, bounce pass to Torrey Taylor. Back to Nykerk. Three-pointer, right wing. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Stewart. Puts up a shot, she's fouled. And Maddie Stewart to the line. Madison promoted from the JV team. Anna Shea has not suited up. She's still nursing, I think, a shoulder injury or something like that. But hope to see her back soon. And Stewart's first free throw is good. Maddie Stewart. Put her down for one. She gets another one. 43-26. Glenwood. Stewart. Take an aim. Puts up the second free throw. Bricks that one. And a ball out of bounds for Moffitt County. 44-25, they adjust the scoreboard. 19-point lead for Glenwood. Lob pass down low to Jaden Vasquez. Almost threw it away. Warren gets double-teamed, and boy, Glenwood's just relentless after the ball. Pass down to Quincy Lowe. Pass to Lowe. Lowe puts up a shot. Blocked by Winder. Loose ball, though, taken by Moffitt County. Shot put up, no good at the rim. Rebound taken by Torrey Taylor. TT lobs it over to Jocelyn Spires. Spires back to Taylor, top of the key. Lobs it far corner to Nykerk. To Stewart. Taylor drives. Kicks it out to Stewart. Stewart to Nykerk. Far corner. Lobs it to Taylor. Taylor back to Stewart. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Picks it up. Goes over to Spires. Left wing. Baseline jumper by Winder. Doesn't go. She's fouled. And Bailey Winder to the line for two. A foul called against Taylen Hume from Moffitt County. Katie Jo Kinez, Taylen Hume. Some backups in for the Lady Bulldogs. 44-25, Lady Demons. First free throw is no good off the back of the rim by Bailey Winder. Glenwood now as a team's missed the last three from the line. Mina Tucker back in the game for Moffitt County. Bailey Winder's second free throw off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Nykerk goes to Spires, left wing, down to Taylor. Taylor puts up a 10-foot jumper and got the friendly bounce. Torrey Taylor, counter for two, 46-25 Glenwood. Hand off to Kinez. Lob pass to Mina Tucker, 15-footer, air ball. And rebound chased down by Nykerk. Brings it up center court, fast break. Nykerk. Floats it, missed it. Rebound taken by Moffitt County. Pulled down by Lizzie LaWarn. Hands it off to Jaden Svazquez. Hand off to Mina Tucker. Tucker to Smilanich. Here's a long jumper by Vasquez. Doesn't go. Rebound, bodies collide, and it's controlled by Nykerk, and a foul is going to be called against Moffitt County. Foul called against Katie Jo Kinez. 46-25 Glenwood, 55 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Glenwood with the hefty lead. 14 fouls for Moffitt County, just one for Glenwood. Stewart inbounds to Jocelyn Spires. Spires half court to Winder, back to Spires. Spires right wing. You know she wants to hit a three before the night is over. He's 0 for 7 or 8, I think. And a turnover by Glenwood. Forty seconds left in the third. 46-25 Glenwood. Mina Tucker. Here's a shot put up from 15 feet by Quincy Lowe. Off the dribble. Nice shot by Lowe. And it's 46-27. Glenwood. Now we got a push foul called against Kinez. That It's her second. 20 seconds left. Nykirk left wing. Lob pass cross court to Stewart. Stewart to Spires to Nykirk. Lob pass picked off. Trying to go down to Lindsay Helms, who just checked in for Glenwood. Mina Tucker. Tucker's got it right wing. 1 second, and they won't get a shot off. That's it for the third. Another dominant quarter for the Glenwood Lady Demons. They lead 46-27 as we go to the fourth after this on KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter here at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading Moffitt County 46-27. Ruby Patch will inbound. Looks like the Moffitt County starters back on the floor. Glenwood outscored Moffitt County 13-7 in that third quarter. Nykirk has the ball. Lobs it to Tori Taylor. Taylor to Patch. Patch dribble, drive, jump shot from the baseline from 10. Doesn't go. Rebound bobbled. Out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood. Lob pass up the court to Emma Tucker. Three-pointer to try and get back in this game. Rebound tipped by Ennewald. Saved by Moffitt County. Here's Caden King for a 17-footer. No good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Ennewald's going to be close to a double-double. Ennewald brings it up. Uncontested. Matea with a drive. Lob, and she traveled before she dished it off to Ruby Patch. Matea always has that grin, that lovely smile. She just looks like she's having fun. Always enjoyed that about her game. 46-27, Glenwood. Jump shot from the free throw line, put up by Lizzie LaWarren. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Moffitt County. Three-pointer left wing. That's a brick. And shot attempted by Quincy Lowe. Now on the rebound attempt, we've got a jump ball called. And possession is going to go to Moffitt County. And a 30-second timeout called by Coach Eric Hamilton and the Moffitt County Bulldogs. 46-27, Glenwood with the lead. 7:03 to go in the ballgame. We'll have a full winter of basketball, both high school and college. CU and CSU. Mountain West and Pac-12 basketball. Tad Boyle, year after year, always has a great squad. Boy, the buzz, though, around Boulder is the hiring of Deion Sanders. Coach Prime. Prime time. I mean, he has just electrified that program in the town, the state. Just incredible number of, social media, his phone, Twitter, texting, just blown up from players, star players all over the country saying, Coach Prime, can I come play for you? It's interesting to see what happens the early signing period coming up. Glenwood by 19. Moffitt County with the ball. Inbounds pass to Caden King. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Good defense by Nykirk. Rebound taken by Ennewald again. That's got to be close to double digits in rebounds. Ennewald's got it top of the key. Lob pass over to Taylor. Taylor with a drive. Now kicks it to Ennewald. Ennewald kick out pass to Nykirk. Lobs it down to Winder. Baseline jumper. That's short. Rebound controlled by King. Took it away from Matea Ennewald. Here's a pass tipped. Saved by Moffitt County. Oh, that looked like a travel. Here's a pass picked off by Nykirk. Looking over her shoulder. Left-handed layup. Missed the shot. Rebound put back. Patch came up short. As she was falling away from the basket, 46-27 Glenwood. Lizzie LaWarren. Emma Tucker. LaWarren lobs it down. Shot put up by number 30, Caitlin Adams. She's fouled. She'll go to the line for two. That's just the second team foul for Glenwood. Foul called against Winder. Her second. 46-27 Glenwood. First free throw from Caitlin Adams is good. She's a sophomore. Bailey Winder comes out. Jocelyn Spires back in the game. Second free throw is good from Adams. It's 46-29. Glenwood. Spires up the court to Patch. Down low to Ennewald. Lays it up. Got it. Ennewald knows where that spot is on the glass. And Matea Ennewald. 12 points. 48-29 Glenwood. Pass underneath. They kick it out to Caden King. Caden stops, trying to force her way up, muscles up a shot, doesn't go. Good defense by Spires, saved by Ennewald. A little nifty pass. Pass up the court to Spires to Patch, up the back to Spires, left wing. Spires to Tori Taylor, back to Spires, all over three. Get in there, ball. How about it? You betcha. It's about time. That breaks the dry spell for Joslyn Spires. Finally hits one from downtown, about 22 feet. 51-29, Glenwood. Here's a drive by Caitlin Adams. Now kicks it out left wing. Three-pointer attempted by Vasquez. Loose ball taken by Nykerk. Great athleticism by Nykerk, but she threw the ball away. She was walking the tightrope there in front of the scorer's table. Now a turnover. No, they're calling a foul. No, excuse me. Yeah, that was a foul against Nykerk. Her first fourth team foul. 5:07 to go in the ball game. Caden King off the dribble, three-pointer, and got the bounce. Two-pointer, her feet were, toes were just on the line. Caden King with her first basket since early in the second quarter. Top of the key is Tori Taylor. TT fakes left, kicks it over to Nykerk, backs up for a three. Misses that one badly. Rebound tipped by Patch into the hands of Spires. Spires bounce pass underneath to Tori Taylor, lost the ball. Kind of an errant pass. 51-31, Glenwood pass up the court. And a shot put up by Adams. She's fouled. And she'll go back to the line. Each team with five now. 20-point lead for Glenwood. 4:31 to go in the ball game. Ruby Patch called for her first. Ball out of bounds. Inbounds pass stolen by Tori Taylor. Took the inbounds pass. Hands it off to Nykerk. Nykerk left wing to Patch. Patch along the baseline. Passes it down to Ennewald. Fadeaway jumper. Got it. Oh, missed it. Rolled in and out. It was lit on at that time for Matea. 20-point lead for Glenwood. Oh, that looked like a carry by Emma Tucker. Put up a shot. Doesn't go. Partially blocked. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Nykerk. She's been huge tonight. Hands it off to Joslyn Spires. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Spires left wing. Lobs it down to TT. Double team. Kicks it over in the far corner to Nykerk. Nykerk lobs it down to Ennewald. Ennewald forcing away to the basket. Loose the ball. Patch gets it. Goes to Taylor. Puts up an 18-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Moffitt County. Pulled down by Caden King. 51-31 Glenwood. 3:40 left in the game. King crossover dribble. Puts up a shot. Over two defenders, doesn't go. Gets her own rebound, put back good. When she wants to, she can just take over a game. Glenwood's done a good job defensively. Timeout called by Glenwood. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 3:27 to go in the game. 51-33 Glenwood with the lead over Moffitt County. This is KMTS. 3 minutes, 27 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Glenwood in control this one, leading 51-33 over the Moffitt County Lady Bulldogs. These two teams, 6-6 against each other, going back to 2007. But this rivalry goes back many years. I remember earlier in the 2000s, making those annual trips up to Craig and the smell of chlorine coming from the nearby pool. That place was jumping. They support their Bulldogs up in Craig. Ruby Patch inbounding in front of the student section. They're kind of quiet tonight. I imagine they'll come alive with the boys' game. Spires back to Patch, left wing. Back to Spires, top of the key. Puts up a three. Feeling it. Rattles that one home. Joslyn Spires, back-to-back trays. 54-33 Glenwood. When she gets rolling, boy. Here's a shot blocked by Tori Taylor. Her third block of the night. Hands it off to Joslyn Spires. Spires pass almost picked off, knocked out of bounds by Brooke Wheeler. Faith Christian and the Glenwood boys coming up after this one. Patch has it. Lobs it to Spires. In the key, finds a lane, puts up a shot. No shot. She's fouled on the floor. So ball out of bounds. Foul called against Vasquez, her first. Team foul number six. Patch inbounding baseline. Lobs it into Spires. Right wing. Top of the key to Stewart. Stewart back to Spires. Joslin gets a pick. Lobs it to Stewart. Stewart to Spires. Top of the key. Lobs it down to Winder. Trying to do a lob pass down low to the block. And ball knocked out of bounds. Spires will inbound out of the basket. 54-33 Glenwood. Spires in to Winder. To Stewart. Stewart, bad pass. Picked off by Moffitt County. Vasquez has it right wing. And a steal by Joslin Spires. Anticipating the ball. Spinks, shoots, and scored. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Patch. Spires thought she was fouled by Wheeler. Now we do have a foul. Oh, Spires just hung Wheeler out to dry and then missed the easy bank shot. And then when Wheeler came back down, she thought she was fouled. But it is Glenwood ball. One and one this time. Foul called against Vasquez, her second. 17 foul, so a bonus time. Ruby Patch at the line for a one and one. And she knocks down the first one and earns a second one. Ruby's got 14 points. Great night for number three. 55-33 Glenwood. Patch with a second free throw air ball. Came up just a little short. Patch comes out sheepishly. No reason to, though. She's had a whale of a game. Lady Demons by 22. Drive shot put up by Smilanich doesn't go. Moffitt County controls the rebound. Wheeler for three. Banks it. Missed the shot. Ball tipped and in and out of the hands. One of the Glenwood players. Minute 40 to go. We're in garbage time now. Spires is still in there, though. Smilanich with a jump shot. That's an air ball. Rebound controlled by Moffitt County. Smilanich has it again. Here's Wheeler for three. Got it. Brooke Wheeler with a three-pointer. Her first of the night. 55-36. Spires with a drive. Minute 14 to go. Here's Stewart. Top of the key, doesn't go. Rebound, fall away. Winder doesn't go. She's knocked to the floor, no foul. Minute five left. And there's a pass up the court, thrown out of bounds. Glenwood ball going back. 1 minute left in the game. So Glenwood's going to remain undefeated. Spires brings it up. Right wing. Puts up a three. Why not? That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, putback attempt by Lindsey Helms doesn't go. Ball controlled by Moffitt County. 42 seconds left. Pass up the court to Kinez. Got away with the travel there. Taya Miller. Good pass knocked away by Winder and forced it out of bounds. Good hands by Bailey Winder forcing that turnover. 30 seconds left. Joslin Spires lobs it to Stewart. Pass down to Helms. Lost the handle. Oh, no, that was... thought maybe Winder was hurt, but she just hit the floor kind of hard. Turnover. Moffitt County ball, 20 seconds left. Kinez has it. Wheeler. Baseline, forces up a shot, and a foul. Oh, man. You know, there haven't been many whistles and fouls, but with 6.9 seconds left, we got to call a foul. All right. It's funny. Winder picks up her third. Two shots for Wheeler. Swish on the first one. Second free throw. Good. 6 seconds. 5, 4, 3, two, one, ball game. Final score, Glenwood 55, Moffat County 38. Back with the totals, and we'll get ready for the boys' game after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, where the Glenwood Lady Demons took care of business, beating the Moffat County Bulldogs 55-38 to go to 3-0 on the season. Glenwood was outscored by Moffat County 16-8 in the first quarter. Then the Lady Demons just exploded for 25 points and held Moffat County to 4 in the second quarter, and they never looked back. Had a 13-7 edge in the third, and Moffat County with an 11-9 edge in the fourth, but too much ground to make up as Glenwood led by as many as 22. And they win it 55-38. For the Lady Demons, Ruby Patch with 14 points. Great night for her. She scored in every quarter. Jocelyn Spires also 14 points. At my count, she was 0 for her first 7 or 8 from three-point land, and then knocked down back-to-back trays in the fourth and put her the 14 points for the night. 12 points for Matea Ennewald. Another outstanding workman-like night for Matea. She hustles, gets the big rebounds, the putbacks, the blocks. She's so valuable. 12 points for Matea. Bailey Winder with a basket. Tori Taylor, kind of a quiet night for her after scoring 20-plus in the first two games. She's held to 4 points tonight, but she had a couple of rebounds and a couple of blocks. Brianna Sorensen, 4 points, all scored in the first half. And Taya Nykirk, only 4 points, but defensively, she was doing a great job and getting some big rebounds both ends of the floor. So Glenwood wins it 55-38. Caden King leads Moffat County with 19 points. Again, she's CMU-bound to play some college hoops after this senior year. Emma Tucker with 3. Lizzie LaWarn with 2 points. Quincy Lowe with 5. Brooke Wheeler with 7 points, including a three-pointer late in the game. As Moffat County falls to 1-1. Glenwood now 3-0. And Canyon City tomorrow at 6:30 for the girls, 8 o'clock for the boys. Here's the Demon Invitational continues, and then I'll have to double check with Craig Denny. Saturday, Glenwood Lady Demons play a 1 o'clock game. I think it's against Peak to Peak from Lafayette, and the boys play Coleridge. I'll have to double check on that one. Either way, it's basketball. We'll be here Saturday, 1 o'clock and 2:30. So the boys' game with Faith Christian coming up in just a few minutes. We will go down and check lineups and get ready for that one. Stay tuned. 55-38, the final. Lady Demons over Moffat County. You're listening to KMTS.